Jesus crucified. Now this is the saddest and most awful part of the Bible, when dear Jesus dies. But let's remember that after 3 days, he rose from the dead. And he ascended to heaven, and he is coming back. So although it's going to be awful what we're going to read, Jesus overcame, and he did this for us.
And because a snake died on the cross, and Moses, Jesus got to die on the cross.
That's right. Like the snake was lifted up in the wilderness, and all the people who were bitten by a snake could come and look at the snake lifted up on the pole, so Jesus had to be lifted up because we who have sinned, who've been naughty, need to be forgiven. And this was the way that it could happen. So, Pilate was the Roman governor, but he was frightened that the Jews might complain to Caesar in Rome about him, and he didn't want to upset them too much. And so he really wants to please them, but they want Jesus to be crucified. But he can't see that Jesus has done anything wrong. So he has one last try to get Jesus off. And he says, look, every Passover, I let one condemned prisoner go free. And I've got two. I've got a man called Barabbas, who was a murderer, who's killed people. And I've got this Jesus, who is called the King of the Jews. Which one shall I release? And they all shouted out, Barabbas, Barabbas.
Release Barabbas.
That's right. And crucify Jesus. Pilate was amazed. And so he thought, maybe I could just get Jesus whipped really badly and that might satisfy them. Well, they whipped Jesus. They would have had bits of metal in the whip that pulled off his flesh. And then the horrible soldiers, they made a crown of thorns and crushed it into his head, pretending it was a crown, and they mocked him. There would have been blood coming all out of the top of his head, all down his back and front. Oh, they said, huh, King of the Jews. So after he'd been whipped, Pilate brings out poor Jesus, covered in blood, dressed in a purple cloak that they put on him. They were trying to make fun of him, saying, oh, you're the king, let's dress you up in purple then. There'd have been blood all over the place. And Pilate says, look, shall I crucify this man? Look, I've punished him. I find nothing wrong with him. But the Jews screamed out, crucify him, crucify him. And eventually, Pilate agrees. And he wrote a sign to be put over the head of Jesus that said, Jesus of Nazareth, the King of the Jews. And the Jews again complained to him and said, don't write that, you should write, he said, I'm the King of the Jews. But Pilate said, what I have written, I have written. And so they took Jesus away to be crucified. But while that was happening, Judas, who had betrayed Jesus for money, came back to the chief priests and said, I've sinned, I betrayed an innocent man. Take your money back. And he threw the money down, the 30 pieces of silver, clunk, 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 onto the stone floor. And he went out and killed himself. That's what happens if you betray Jesus for money. What a sad end. And that money couldn't really buy him anything. Well, Jesus then had the cross put on him. It was very, very heavy. And actually, he couldn't carry it. He was so weak. They'd ripped all the skin off his back. Poor Jesus. There was a man who was coming out of the countryside called Simon of Cyrene, and they said, hey, you, come over here, help this man carry his cross. And Simon had to carry it, and we think that Simon probably became a Christian as a result of that. Well, in the morning, about 9 o'clock in the morning, they got to the place called Golgotha, which was like a little hill just outside Jerusalem. And Jesus and two thieves were nailed to a piece of wood, to pieces of wood, and the pieces of wood were lifted upright and jolted into place. The pain must have been awful. And yet Jesus managed to say, "Father, forgive them. They don't know what they're doing." The Roman soldiers, like people in the world today, had no sense of the wonderful thing that was happening here, that the Son of God was dying for the sins of the world. And they grabbed his coat, which was a very nice one, woven from the top throughout. Maybe Mary had made it for him. And they said, "Let's not tear this. Let's play with the dye and have a game and see who wins it." And that's what they did. They divided his clothes, his shoes and everything amongst them, his sandals, not realizing that just a short distance away from them, the Son of God was dying to overcome sin. And then the Jews came and said, "Huh, if you're the King of the Jews, come down from the cross and we'll believe you." They were teasing him. Well, of course, Jesus could have come down from the cross, but his self-control was so great that he didn't. One of the robbers who was crucified next to Jesus started shouting out bad things at Jesus, saying, "If you're really the Messiah, then save yourself and save us." But the other thief said, "We deserve to die for our sins, but this man has done nothing wrong." And he prayed to Jesus and said, "Lord, when you come back to set up your kingdom, remember me for good." And Jesus said, "I can tell you right now, you will be with me in my kingdom." And then there was Mary, his mummy, at the foot of the cross. How sad seeing her boy dying like that. And John was with her. And Jesus, of course, couldn't move his hands because his hands were nailed. But he said, "Woman, this now is your son." And he said to John, "Look, she's now your mother." And so John took Mary into his own home and cared for her like his own mother. Finally,
John now has two mothers or something.
Yes.
That was lucky.
After about 3 hours, there came a huge darkness. A huge darkness over the whole land. And then, in the end, Jesus died. And he died by saying, "Father, into your hands I give my spirit." And he breathed his last. At the very moment Jesus died, an earthquake shook the ground, and the great veil in the holiest part of the temple was torn into two pieces from top to bottom to show
that
God had done it, because it was ripped from the top down, to show that now the way into the most holy place, fellowship with God, was now open because of what Jesus had done. The soldier, the centurion who was guarding the cross, said, "Truly, this man was the Son of God." He really could see in the way Jesus died that really this was God's Son. Well, the people all went home, and then they buried the body of Jesus. And the next thing we know is the wonderful story of the resurrection.